Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, December 4th, 2017. Benjamin Netanyahu compared Iran to Nazi Germany and predicted its downfall. And in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a Renaissance man of sorts. CVS and Aetna announced a $69 billion merger, and the first baby has been born of a transplanted womb from a living donor. RT reports that a statement by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was released yesterday, in which he declared that Israel will prevent Iran from entrenching itself militarily in Syria. He also had some further strong words and a prediction for Israel's longtime foe.
I speak so often about Iran because I read history. When tyrants call for the destruction of my people, I believe them. I don't have the luxury of discounting their genocidal threats. So let me reiterate Israel's policy. We will not allow a regime hell-bent on the annihilation of the Jewish state to acquire nuclear weapons. We will not allow that regime to entrench itself militarily in Syria, as it seeks to do, for the express purpose of eradicating our state. Recently, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia referred to Iran's supreme leader as the new Hitler of the Middle East. Obviously, there are some important differences between Nazi Germany and the Islamic Republic of Iran, but both regimes do have two important things in common. One, a ruthless commitment to impose tyranny and terror, and second, a ruthless commitment to murder Jews. My friends, one day the Iranian regime will fall. Iranian mothers and fathers will rejoice in the streets. Israel will be the first in line to restore relations and rebuild our great partnership.
Today's quote of the day comes from St. John Damascene. In former times, God, who is without form or body, could never be depicted. But now, when God is seen in the flesh conversing with men, I make an image of the God whom I see. I do not worship matter. I worship the creator of matter, who became matter for my sake. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. John Damascene. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, when I was a kid, being called a bookworm was an insult of the highest order. Today, people want to be called bookworm to solve the world's political problems. At the Founders Trading Post, we have the books you need to help solve the world's problems and save your soul, too. From Humility of Heart to Patrick Henry, American Statesman, get started on your bookworm bona fides today by browsing to mikechurch.com/books. Most of our books are also signed by the authors. Shop like a Jeopardy champion today at mikechurch.com. .com/books or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Born in 675 in Damascus in the time of the Umayyad Caliphate, John was a polymath, or a Renaissance man of sorts, whose specialties included law, theology, philosophy, and music. An author and composer of hymns, he is regarded as a father of the Eastern Orthodox Church and a doctor of the Catholic Church. He is referred to as the Doctor of the Assumption for his teachings on this subject. When the iconoclastic movement burst onto the scene in the early 8th century, John wrote spirited defenses of religious images in three publications. He gained enemies over this and had his hand chopped off and hung on display after being falsely set up in a plot. Receiving his hand back, he prayed before an icon of the Theotokos, asking the Blessed Virgin to intercede for the restitution of his hand. It was restored, and he heard the Blessed Virgin instruct him to toil unceasingly with his restored hand. St. John Damascene died in 749 and is regarded as the last of the early church fathers. St. John Damascene, pray for us. Reuters reports that CVS and Aetna announced a $69 billion merger yesterday, and with that, they are set to expand their healthcare services.
Drugstore chain CVS and health insurance provider Aetna finally agreeing to a multi-billion dollar merger that would combine the power of Aetna's 23 million members with CVS's 9,700 retail outlets, expanding the number and functionality of CVS's so-called minute clinics into branded urgent care centers is key, says Reuters health correspondent Carl O'Donnell.
CVS has this thing called Minute Clinics, and right now it's a place where you can go to get a flu shot, you can go to get a checkup, but there's really a lot of potential to build that out and to expand it to more stores throughout the country. So the hope is that by investing heavily in really ramping up the Minute Clinics, deepening their offerings, they can take, you know, the 23 million people who are Aetna members and push them into using those clinics rather than using emergency rooms, hospitals, much more expensive facilities for receiving health care.
International Business Times reports that doctors in Dallas, Texas, have delivered a baby. What's new, eh? Well, what's new is that this baby was gestated in a womb which was donated by a living woman and transplanted into another woman's body. The baby was delivered by cesarean section in November at the Baylor University Medical Center, and the womb was donated by a 36-year-old nurse who had undergone mental and physical screenings to assess her health before donating her uterus. This birth is part of Baylor's clinical trials in uterine transplant for women who suffer from absolute uterine factor infertility, which means either the uterus is non-functioning or simply non-existent. There have been 6 other live births since 2014 which have involved uterine transplants, but they have involved deceased donors. Well, we know where this is headed. In this Celestial Musings, Satan was out full force this weekend in Virginia. Church Militant reports that a group of pro-life demonstrators were peacefully doing their thing, offering sidewalk counseling across from the parking lot of an abortion clinic in Roanoke. Among them was 15-year-old Purity Thomas. Ms. Thomas told a pro-abortion woman she saw at the clinic that she would pray for her. The woman started heckling the pro-lifers, lobbing profanity-riddled threats at them. She came over, stole one of their signs, and walked off. Then she turned around, threatened to take another sign, and punched Ms. Purity Thomas, knocking her to the ground with a concussion. Take a listen.
Let me take your sign.
Hi, Papa.
You want to do something? Is you going to do something?
Hi, Papa.
Oh. Now.
Thank you, Ms. Thomas, for your witness to life. Clearly, when abortion advocates claim to be pro-woman, we know that they are only pro-some women. Other women, like Ms. Thomas, or their own unborn daughters, for that matter, count for nothing. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, more of the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you. Serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted.